All righty. We are here. We are here.
Hello.
57.
Episode 57. This is the World of Controversy Podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
Absolutely. 57 episodes of World of Controversy Podcast. You can barely see me in the live. I'm on YouTube, though. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. This is your boy, J-Rob.
And Germ Griffin.
And we have a amazing guest on for today. You know, a long time coming. It's from our early years, starting at REC. You was one of the ones we met here.
Yeah. And to be honest, one of the more consistent people at REC Philly in the creative space here in Philadelphia. We got Billionaire Hindi. What's going on?
What's up, everybody? I'm excited to be here. 57th episode. Can we clap it up for them? That is amazing. That is consistency itself.
Why are people clapping in that mic? I thought I told y'all about that. But anyway.
Billionaire, would you like to
Sorry.
Introduce yourself. Just tell me a little about yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So my name is Billionaire Hindi. I go by Billionaire Hindi. I'm from this great place of the United States of America. And I'm an artist, entrepreneur, working on social entrepreneurship. And I just believe in wholeheartedly faith, mental mindset, mental agility, and perseverance regardless.
Yeah.
They're one in the same boat.
Amen.
Persevere. Amen. My man Cash said you gotta persevere, man.
You're right. You got to persevere.
What are we talking about today, Rob?
We're talking about this mental health.
Yes.
Mental health and depression.
Awesome. So, why normalize anxiety and depression? As we know, anxiety and depression, the numbers have been going through the roof. We've talked a little bit on another episode about how, men specifically are actually often themselves. And, it's quite wild when you start to look at the numbers. Someone has even gone as far to say in a given year, 9.5% of the U.S. population, U.S. adults, in a given year, 9.5% has depression or a depressive illness. So that's about 10%. That, you know what I mean? With depression or a depressive illness within a given year of U.S. adults. I know that this is a really interesting topic, a hard topic for some people to talk to, talk about, because this thing really hits home for a lot of people. And I want to come right out of the gate and say that, I don't care how controversial this is. I do believe there is an agenda. There is an agenda to create a space, especially online, that propagates depression and anxiety, produces it, makes it look cool, glamorize characters that deal with these such issues, and I think that might be the cause of some of the increased numbers recently. Period.
That reminds me of the quote when they said that, speaking on what you were saying, I kind of lost it, but that reminds me of the quote how they say, everybody has trauma, and as long as they get attention from that trauma, they don't want to fix it. Hurt people.
All of these
grandmom and grandpa sayings that people say that has triggers of wisdom, but we don't actually do the studying behind it.
Okay. No, that's good. That's actually pretty good. It is an attention thing. It partially. Now, me and Rob talk, and I know, I love the episodes where me and him don't agree on stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know really where you stand on some stuff. But there are some people, at the house, staying in the crib, not getting as much attention, but are truly depressed, deal with depression, or have anxiety disorder. And they're not getting, quote unquote, looks or likes because of it. You know what I mean? They're actually dealing with a disorder. And I don't want to say, oh, listen, there's some people who aren't dealing with a disorder. You know, I believe there is a clinical depression. There is a clinical anxiety disorder. But I want to be clear. Everyone running around talking that stuff isn't. First of all, a lot of them haven't been diagnosed.
Yeah.
So you have to be diagnosed with depression in order to have depression?
No, that's not what he said.
No, well, that's not what I'm saying.
Then what are you saying? Do you got to be diagnosed with what? Anxiety? To have anxiety?
No, that ain't what I'm saying.
Then what you got to be diagnosed with, brother?
Okay. I'm just saying that everyone online who's a quote-unquote influencer who uses these terminologies may not deal with this. She's moving her hands.
Yeah.
She forgot what podcast this was. Come on.
Okay.
Rob. They already gave me heat for the gay thing. I already told y'all a lot of people who's talking the homosexuality stuff ain't really. You know what I mean?
We are six minutes into this and they getting spicy.
Just 6 minutes into it. Rob, talk to me, bro.
Your boy team said, let's go.
Rob, team excited.
Let's go. All right, so I have to be diagnosed with what, though?
You don't have to be diagnosed. But for you to be giving quote-unquote advice about depression, it seems like there should be some type of diagnosis behind that. You know what I mean?
Is it?
For you to have clinical depression, am I wrong?
So
clinical.
I have to be diagnosed, right? For clinical depression. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Depression is a human emotion. Am I right, billionaire?
A human emotion.
It is.
I would go into the category spirit, but yeah, I mean, the same thing.
No.
Now you took it there before I got there.
Come on.
I was getting ready
second
to.
Half. Come. Hold that for a second.
Okay, I'll hold it.
Team, I'm trying to get her to hold it for you, team. Hold up.
We're going to go there. It's a
spirit.
Shout out to God. He ain't ready for this.
Listen, shout out to God.
Team said, talk that talk, yeah.
shout out to God. So here's my thing. Spirit or not, if someone were you love were to die, you're sad.
Yes.
That's a result. It's a cause and an effect. Period.
Wait. Okay. But you don't think that can cause you to go into a depression?
Okay, you say a depression. I don't know what that means if it's not diagnosed.
It don't have to be diagnosed.
It does.
No, so, it don't.
Yes, it does.
That don't make sense, brother.
It does.
Can I chime in?
Go ahead.
So if you're looking for a psychological standpoint, right? Because statistically speaking, what Jerm is saying is one out of 25 average adults are diagnosed with mental health issues. That means clinically diagnosed, it's been like they went through a psychiatric evaluation and they've been diagnosed with, okay, I have depression, I have an anxiety. You know what I mean? I don't even want to speak those things over me, but I'm just saying that's just how it go. Like it say more than one out of five US adults live with mental illness, right? So they live with it. But about 1 in 25 U.S. adults live with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or a major depression. So I think in terms of what y'all both are really saying is actually agreeing and on standpoint with the statistics showing that you can live with this disease or this illness or this illness, but
condition.
Yeah, you can live with it, but if you're not seriously getting help or you're not seeking psychoanalyst, a psychotherapy, whatever the term is, to really be like, yo, this is the state you're in, this is how you cure it, and I as a mental health expert or someone who's studying this, I see this in most patients similar to you. This is the role that this is what the cure is, or this is what disease, and this is how you can help it. then you're living with it without a solution. And that's where the problems begin to like clash, because it's like people don't understand all of the encompasses it. Because it's like your family would be like, okay, you crazy, blah, 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 blah. The other people would be like, I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. But the other people would be like, you know, this person acts like he's schizophrenic, but they don't have an open dialogue to say like they are. So yeah, you can live with it, but you may not be diagnosed on it. But to talk about it, it would definitely help your statements. And I had this conversation with the owner from Rec Philly named Will, because he had a panelist with two people or experts in their divisions about it. And we all had an open dialogue about it, but like it would be better to, they say, consult with professionals. But how do you consult with a professional when you are not even sure about the emotions you're having, or this is a taboo topic in your household or in your own experience? And I'm not going to get into categories or reasons why or whatever, but it is, for some people, this is a taboo. This is a cliche. It's not talked about. And it goes into a cycle of like, okay, I'm not diagnosed with this. Is this kind of like obesity? A lot of people aren't diagnosed, but can't you see the actual result, the yielding factor of it? So it's like, it's one of those things. By you living in it, by default, you become an expert, even if your reality or credentials on paper try to tell you otherwise.
Mm. What you're saying actually makes me think of what my sister says. And my sister says when it comes to mental health, it's based off of the signs and not the symptoms, something like that. Like, it's about how I feel. We can't go into someone's head and be like, hey, this is how Julian feels, but he feels it. Whereas a medical condition would be like, oh, I see this person bleeding. This person got, you know, needs blood thinners or blood thickeners, whatever. Mm. You know what I mean? You feel what I'm saying, right, Rob? Mm-hmm. Because I can't see that, oh, this guy bipolar, this person is autistic, but they can feel it. They can feel the sadness if they're depressed. They can feel the inside, because it's like a sign. It's not
based on that, do you really need to be diagnosed with depression?
Come on. Depression is not a medical term.
First of all, your boy.
Wait, it's not?
Depression is not a medical term.
Look.
Then how are people getting diagnosed?
You tell me.
You say.
Yo, so you're basically saying it is a conspiring group of people prognosing these conditions on people to make them then believe it, so then the placebo effect would then be in turn to receive this spirit or this mentality.
Maybe.
RT_music said that makes no sense, and I think he's talking about you, Brandon.
No, he's not talking about me. I'm about to tell you what a psychologist said.
Go ahead.
Now, I got the papers.
You got the papers.
You pull them
he
papers
also asked,
like,
can you get rid of it?
Court.
Can you get rid of depression?
Yeah, yeah. We might have to deal with that a little later. But anyway, depression is a normal human emotion. This is from a psychologist. Mm-hmm. Degree and everything.
Okay.
Now, it's different than the disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic mood disorder, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, feel similar to the emotion, but it's an internal and can be triggered by external, but does not have to. So it's a disorder inside, but it's not always caused by an external factor. If I had a dog and my dog died, that's external. Now I'm sad. That's an emotion.
Okay.
Internal implies there's a chemical imbalance or something inside that cannot allow me to be happy.
Okay.
If you're telling me that you have that, you're telling me you don't need a psychologist? You don't need someone to diagnose you with that?
I see.
You feel what I'm saying,
I
right?
do. Scientifically speaking, that makes a lot of sound logic.
Okay. So you're Go saying on. It can be caused by internal or external?
It can be affected by external, but it isn't really caused by external forces. The human emotion is what's is caused by external forces. Oh, I had a sister that died. Now I'm sad. That isn't depression disorder. That's an emotion. Rob, and you don't have to be diagnosed with that. Now, you do not have to be diagnosed with that. But for you to say, hey, yo, I have an internal problem being happy. Rob, you telling me you gonna let someone just slide and be like, hey, man, you just had an ice cream cone, you just had this, that, and you're still not happy? You're still no, the lack of joy? Yeah, you might have to get the diagnosis.
Brother.
Because there's no brother. External force causing that sadness.
Okay, okay.
I got the papers.
brother. Brother.
Got the papers.
World of Controversy Banana. Podcast, episode 57.
I'm the perfect guy for this, okay?
Uh-oh.
First. Yes, a lot of depression can be internal. Also, the external forces. I do think that do affects depression, though.
It affects your emotion.
Emotion? But isn't depression part of the emotion? Then you say that?
I said there are two different types. The psychologist even said there's a disorder and there's an emotion. If I felt sad because of something outside of me, I have the emotion of being depressed.
Okay.
If I have a chemical imbalance in me saying that I cannot be happy, I cannot go to sleep, I cannot ... that's a disorder.
It's almost like saying I'm broke with a job and then saying I'm broke without a paycheck.
That's a bad term, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One is very fixable. One is very plausible. Like, okay, I know if I'm broke today, Saturday the 28th, I know I have a paycheck and vice versa next 2 days or next 2 weeks if I'm working towards it. So I have a system that's implemented, put in place as a protection plan. So if I fall or if I go into a debt or a deficit rather, because it's an emotion, then I'll be able to know, like, okay, if I follow the system or periodically, I will be better by then. Right. But then you have one where it's like you're completely broken. The system is completely malfunctioning because it's internal and it's an issue that, hey, this your body is saying, hey, chemically, it's an imbalance and we're inducing this because we need your attention, whether it be you figuring out, whether you're fake, whether whatever you got to do on this earth to figure it out. This is a problem and we can't continue like this because it's causing hormonal imbalances and everything else. And you have to find a permanent solution, or even if it's temporary, to get to a permanent solution. You got to find some type of band-aid or some aid to fix this. Right. And I feel like that's what you're saying.
I agree, but there's a term for that. Have y'all ever heard of adjustment disorder with depression?
Nope. No, like how they pop your back or something?
Adjustment disorder is situation depression. It's not chronic, all right? Okay, now, this is due to a specific situation. I'm sad because I lost my job. I'm sad because my girlfriend broke up with me. I'm sad because... So this is meaning that adjustment disorder means that you need to adjust something. And you're sad about it, but if you just adjust something, you can fix the sadness. That's adjustment disorder. Now, out of us three, very smart people, who's ever heard of that? Before this episode, who's ever heard of adjustment disorder?
Never heard of it.
Okay, but they get on TikTok and talk all this depression, anxiety stuff. Why have we never heard of adjustment disorder? This is a real psychological term, situational depression. Why have I see Rob laughing because he know I'm onto something.
I'm laughing because you're just funny, bro. Yeah. I'm just sorry.
Adjustment disorder. That was so I wanna Philly. Know. Hey,
that
billionaire.
Was such a Philly answer.
Billionaire.
Yeah.
Adjustment disorder. Yeah. People need to adjust.
Well, you also gotta take into the terms you compare prognosis. To people that shake their hips and go to, you know, for TikTok attention.
And
their definition
there's
of
not much depression talked about on TikTok.
No, it is, but their definition of depression is like you've been
really
doing this.
Go on TikTok, you're gonna see more of what you said. The booty shaking.
I don't know. They it's a feed for a reason. It's called a feed for a reason because it's constantly feeding you with what you are tapping into. It's a spiritual,
so that's what
you're a principle.
Tapping into, brother.
So
you tapping into the shaking, huh?
I'm
not on TikTok.
Let me tell you this.
Nothing. I'm starving.
Oh, that was the, but
I tap into a lot of stuff on TikTok.
Well, if you tap onto TikTok, riddle me this, right? Okay. You see somebody who's on their 57th episode on the podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is, like I said, this is my first podcast, right? Now, I see you getting 10 likes, right? Or 50 likes. Or now, it's your 57. You close to your 100th episode. Now, y'all getting 10,000 likes by your 90th episode. And it's only my 20th. And I'm comparing it. Like, I'm getting, and I might got more followers, whatever. I'm going to get 75, and this person get... That's what depression is to TikTok. It's a lot of comparisons. Mm. That goes farther into a factor of adjustment. You know, it's like people, it's almost like a sense of envy or whatever you want to call it. But you get what I'm saying? That's what's making people depressed or, well, not chronically. It's not a chemical thing. But however, studies have proven that if you stay on TikTok long enough, it has the probability and likelihood to chemically induce and change your chemical imbalance, and you may fall into chronic because eventually over time, if that's the issue that you're feeding, that's the emotion that you're feeding, then it becomes a real spiritual problem.
But wait, social media. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Social media also affects a lot of depression, you know? And I'm gonna go real hard on this one. And then I'm going to let you hit that social media part, billionaire. Look, we know a lot of people really be into the social media. Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, checking, oh, I got to get how many likes? Oh, I got to post this picture. I got to put this story up. Oh, who's viewing this? Who's viewing that? Mm-hmm. Can I get any shares I can get? Yes. There are people out there committing suicide because they barely get any likes.
Yep.
On social media, they are committing suicides because they barely got any followers, any friends on social media. Bro, that form of depression is bad.
Yeah.
That is real bad.
It's a bad joint. It's a real bad joint.
That you can put social media that high up. And the funny thing is, most people who got a lot of followers, a lot of friends, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that. They got a lot. Most of them don't got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Mm. Say it again.
In real life.
Most of the people who got a lot of followers, a lot of friends on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and all that. They don't have friends in real life.
Yeah.
And the ones that have very few, those have a lot more friends in real life.
Sometimes that is the case. I know social media affects people's dopamine levels, how much dopamine they're getting into them. And that's the biggest issue, I think. And that's why it's so scary playing stuff like Candy Crush and stuff.
Yo.
And, you know, social media right up there with it, with the likes and stuff. It affects your dopamine, just like Billionaire said. It could begin to affect, like, that balance in your brain of what you like, you know what I mean, what you don't like, and it might even cause chronic depression. That's scary. Super scary. Rob, you got a comment?
It is scary. Now.
But do you know why that phenomenon happens?
We're about to hit on that on the second half, because right now, I think we're about to go for a break. All right, we're back. We are black. How are everybody doing? How's everybody doing?
57.
Episode 57, World of Controversy Podcast, a podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
Absolutely. We got really good guests today, too. We got Billionaire Hindi in the building, Rec Philly. She always be up in Rec Philly. She got a lot going on, a lot popping off. You know, one of the first people we actually met over here when we started World of Controversy Podcast over at Rec Philly. And like always, we are glad to have a really good guest on. We're talking anxiety. We're talking depression. We got Julian Robb on the track. Julian.
J-Rob on this track. All right. Now, we just went to the social media. And we already just talked about how social media have a big influence on people's emotions, people's depression. And the crazy thing, we go on social media, you see a lot of sad stuff on there. We got people that's big on trying to get followers, trying to get friends, trying to get people to get a whole lot of likes and shares. Sometimes it drives them so crazy they are committing suicide.
Come on.
Billionaire, I think you got something to say about that social media, don't you?
It's all a ploy, it's all marketing, and you just really got to be careful what you're feeding into your consciousness and your soul, because not even to be on the surface level of like profound or woke or deep, but this is just like basic generic human survival instincts, you know what I mean? Like, if your enemy is feeding you war, why would you listen to his strategies? You know what I mean? It's like you've really...
Wait, run that back.
Okay.
Say it a little louder, too. You was loud during the break.
Yeah, what? Oh,
basically, what I was trying to say was, if your enemy is feeding you war, why would you listen to its strategies? It's constantly trying to get in here. For example, I played somebody in chess the other day, and I don't think they're aware that... It's not that I let them win or not, but I forfeited the game on purpose. Because the next time I play chess with you, I know how you think.
Right.
I know how you move. Okay. So it's like I say that to say, you can watch something by just watching people and learning and observing them, right? And all the most elite players in this game, they know this. So if they're the same ones studying you and then marking yourself back to you, why are we listening to their strategies? Then you got people selling you these blueprints and these formulas. And as if they're the ones who are woken or chosen, when the reality is we're all chosen. Even looking at the war between the Palestinians and the Gaza people and Israeli, because not Israelite, Israeli, and the Jewish people. Oh. Even looking into all of that, if we're going to talk about the world of controversy, let's talk about it. The world is full of controversy. So nonetheless, these are topics that they're trying to propagate to get us emotionally rattled up, because they think that we're the number one consumers with emotion and fear and all these anxieties and different things like that and PTSD. That, as you said, no, we're not diagnosed clinically, but they diagnose us through marketing. They diagnose us through propaganda. They propagate. So if we're doing all these things, it's like, yo, let's talk about that. Like, I can't focus on somebody else's genocide when it's a constant genocide being marketed to me, myself.
Dang.
And my folks and my people and my town and they want you to have this imposter syndrome, but imposters rarely have the syndrome. They rarely have the syndrome. When you look at these things, and they look to objectify, humilify everybody. And then also on the same counterpart, when it's happening to the reverse side, they want you to agree in all these things. That's a psychological warfare. And that is what causes anybody in their right spiritual aptitude or mind or just common sense, that's a depression within itself.
Yeah.
But if you're used to it, you call it... Oh, I'm sorry. The word is systematic. It's interchangeable. But yeah, systematic depression, chronic depression, all of these things. So it's like, you know, I don't know if you can truly... It's not that the doctors are wrong. It's not that they're right. But the book... It's still based on somebody's experience, and you got to also trust your own psychological evaluations about your body. Just like we know right now, it's October. I could be wearing short shirts and a short pants right now because it's hot outside, right? Mm-hmm. My body and my temperature, because I'm used to what environment, I'm used to what around this time, how it's supposed to feel. So you have to also go into nature and look at the things that you're putting into your body and your spirit, because your emotions, because that also helps. Like this book, the food you eat, vitamin D, and if they're playing with all of that stuff, like, of course you're going to be depressed. They're telling you the answers. They're also subjugating them and changing them. Like, so it's like, who are we going to listen to?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like you said, the food, because that's another thing that affects the emotion,
yeah,
your mental, not just physical, but your mental and emotional health, which is affecting your depression, my brother. Ooh, you don't want me to go there, brother. You listen to the great Dr. Sebi, right?
Well, I think it really goes down to the microbiome, too. You know, the microbiota in your gut, the gut biome, the bacteria in your gut, they say that really is like the second brain. You know, the second brain is the microbiomes and bacteria in your intestines, essentially.
Well, you know, they say you are what you eat.
I've heard that, too. Absolutely.
Now, let's go there, brothers and sisters.
Where are we going?
We're going to hit on the intellectuals.
Okay.
Because my man thinks you need to be diagnosed to have depression.
Okay. Now, I done told you twice. That, no, I do not believe that. I believe that depression is not a medical term and that depression is a human emotion, but there is a depression disorder. There is an anxiety disorder. You could be anxious and not have an anxiety disorder.
That's true.
Uh-oh. See, y'all ain't preaching now. Come on.
My sister
even went as far to say there's a spirit.
This definitely is a spirit. Oh, I'm about to hit on air, too.
Well, don't let it simmer, man.
Hold on, brother. Brother, I ain't the microwave generation, brother.
Oh, here we go.
We got a whole steak dinner here, brother. You want some eggs? Go cook you some eggs. Okay. But yeah, let's go there. All right. Depression is, it does deal with the emotion. But depression disorder, I don't know, brother. Because a lot of people that are depressed out here.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are depressed. Now, I do believe spirit is involved in it, too.
Really?
Well,
yes, the spirit of depression.
Happy Halloween.
I'm dead. So what's up? I mean, can you diagnose that spirit? Or how can you tell if someone dealing with the spirit of anxiety or depression?
How can you tell? You're a spiritual man, right?
Nah, I'm asking you, though.
Hold on,
you
brother.
You know I'm a spiritual man.
You're a spiritual man. I'm a spiritual man. No, you're a spiritual woman, right? Uh-oh, you had to think about it? If you got to think about that, means you...
I am.
Hey.
You going to use
Exodus, wait a minute.
I am that I am.
It's the only way I can say it, that actually...
But you had to think about it. All right, I mean, you do got a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, right?
I mean, I got a relationship with God, of course. Not of course, but for me, you know, as far as my house.
You and your house. So, Rob, I got a question, though. If she's saying, or you saying, okay, the Christian can... Are you saying that a Christian can be filled with a different spirit other than the Holy Spirit? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, brother.
Yes.
Hold on. No, don't get distracted yet. It ain't over yet.
Let's go. All right.
Because, you know, are you possessed by this spirit of anxiety and depression?
If you allow it to possess you. Yep. Because, you know, no spirit can oppress you or possess you unless you allow it, right? Then... Christ gave you the power?
He gave me the power over sin and death.
Sin and death. That means he gave you the power
but
to...
But where is the verse about depression and anxiety?
He gave you the power...
Book said, don't be anxious. But where is that a spirit?
It is a spirit. Now, I can't give you the exact verse.
Yeah, give me the book and chapter.
But what about Ephesians? Like, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities.
Woo! Holy Spirit just worked through you right now. See, that's the spirit.
I mean, because
we do not fight against flesh and blood. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
that's why.
Okay.
But in Ephesians, it said, wear that full armor. That for armor also affects, means the mind, brother. That is the biggest thing Satan tries to attack, my brother.
The mind.
Because if he gets the mind, that's just it. Which is the depression, which is the anxiety, which is everything else that comes with it. Suicidal thoughts, brother.
But how about anxiety, though?
Anxiety.
There's Christians with anxiety.
Well,
there are Christians.
There are
Christians with anxiety. There are Christians with depression.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Dang.
Really.
But the book says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Okay.
And
it does say
that. Passes
it
all
does say
understanding.
That.
Now, wait a minute.
It does say that.
Are you saying that you can be at peace and have anxiety and depression? I'm just asking the question.
Oh, shoot.
Billionaire, I asked the question. I'm trying to get
What's your question?
Can you be at peace? So you're asking, can I have that peace?
I would say
of God,
no, from personal experiences.
And still have the depression and the anxiety. Yes, you can. Because, one, you can have the Spirit of God in you. Or we are still in these fleshly bodies, okay? Earthly, fleshly bodies, okay? So we still take on the emotion of the flesh of the earthly body, my brother.
You right.
Bam, let me tell you. The spirit, when people commit suicide, right? Let's go there. That's because you let them spirits, you let them demons win that battle. You let them take over. Them demons fought so hard. The demons, they got to you.
Right.
Where you said, I can't take you no more. I gotta end this now.
Well, it's also because we forget about having the same like-mindedness of Christ. You can't. Yes, it's true that a Christian, being a Christian doesn't give you power. It's not no type of spell that's casting you to protect you. The blood is. But you got to understand how the blood works.
Come on, sister.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like these spiritual things are what governs our world. In fact, the Bible says he's the prince of this world. That's why Jesus, in fact, called the prince of peace. Because if you stay grounded in Christ's mindset and Christ's abundant mindset that God gave him, which is now given to all of us through him being the truth, the way, and the light. This is why he say, no man comes through my father but through me, because he was the perfect example. It's because he understands the principles of God, not principalities of this world. So, yes, Christians can be possessed by demons and still believe in God, but where is your true faith truly relying on God? Can't be. That's why the Bible say be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Means it's a continual process. And also, just off of that fact too, it also says not to be, if you love anything in this world, the love of the Father is probably not in you. And it doesn't say probably. I'm saying that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It says the love of the Father is not in you. I just want to make sure because I had a description on me. You mean got to keep that thing on you. But I'm just saying,
I'm
though.
I'm starting to get excited.
You know
what
I mean?
Because now Billionaire bringing up the book. That's good stuff. There's even a verse, I believe, in the Bible that says, fear, perfect love casts out fear. And if you have fear, you don't have.
It said fear, perfect love. You need a perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
And that's why I hesitated when you asked me, do I have a relationship with God? Because I'm like, well, I don't know. Because in my mind, fully acclimated to the principles of God and not just the principalities of this world. Do I take my time to wonder when I'm going to wake up if they tell me on the news statistically that there's gunfires and the average, you know what I mean? Like, if you're living in this part of the world that they consider whatever neighborhood, do I get fear walking outside? No, but isn't it the same thing as if I'm getting fear from my monthly bills or fearing my job or if I come in late? Like, you got to be, how you do one thing, somebody told me this, is how you do all of the things, right? Mm. So it's like, we can't keep trying to battle these words, depression, and being in a depressive state. So also saying we put on the full armor of God, because that's just a false reality. Just like if you steal something, and the Holy Spirit, just because the Holy Spirit, what's that thing he did, convicts you, or even jail the people in the world convicts you, you know, you to make a full change from you not being a thief, you have to also do the work. The faith without the works is dead. So it's like, these people are dead spirits, and they're just living, and they're not being obedient to the full armor of Christ. And this is why we have these principalities stepping ahead. But if everybody who truly believe in authority and a jurisdiction that God already given us to step on a serpent's head, it will be no depression. In fact, the Bible say that the world is waiting for the children, the salt of the earth, to come back, because it said the earth suffers violence and the violence take it by force. So the earth is crying out for people like us to speak up. So I sometimes be like, the Christian thing, we could do away with it. Because even Jesus said, like, he didn't come here for that. He came just so we could understand the truth. And when we start to understand that Jesus had the same prognosis, if not even more powerful than these psychiatrists and these people with their degrees and their law schools and all these martial laws that they just study nature. It's really some Japanese stuff that they just study water, and they say, oh, banks and river, like all these little codes and terms that's really just commonsensical things. God said, when you call unto me and I will show you things that you have not begun to understand. That means that somebody in a higher power who already has authority and beat these spirits in these depressive states, and not even just depressive, because it's so much chains of commands that come with that, where it's bondage. Let's call it what it is. But God said his yoke is not heavy. And that's what I'm about to say. Sometimes God used those same things to change your life. For example, 2 years ago when I started, I know what God called me to do. We all have a small vision of our life. Oh, you cut off? Oh. So I just say that to say, like, I never put the words depression on me or was ever in a depressive state, but I noticed a mood in my behavior. I noticed when I was acting out. I noticed when I was being rambunctious. I noticed when I was going into darkness, even when I knew light, but I couldn't take God with me there. Even though he brought himself, you know, God don't leave you. If you make your bed in hell, he'll come with you. I've literally seen it, but I was still not acting on the principles of God. Even if it was something simple as like gluttony or overeating, it's not simple to God, because it all makes up for, it's a formality.
Yeah. And again, and that's, you know, what you don't gotta get too deep in your personal life, but thank you for sharing and stuff. That was good. That was really good. That touching me, like, dang. Now, I don't know where you're going with the martial law thing and the banks, but I will say, you hitting on something. God's already given us the jurisdiction. God's already given us the principles. He's already given us the power over sin and death. You know what I mean? Over the demons. And just like you said, he had to battle that. You know, the devil met with him in the desert. Am I wrong, Rob?
Yeah.
So he got,
I didn't know that, but
that.
Thank you for teaching me that.
Yeah. So
you ain't know that?
Right.
I didn't know he gave us the power, but yeah. Go ahead. I don't want to come
in. So we got to look into all of that, and this is some good stuff. This is a really good podcast today. I'm Jerm Griffin. Julian Robb is on the track. We got Billionaire Hindi on the track. Yo, I'm really having a good time. Episode 57. How can we beat anxiety? How can we beat depression? Wow.
Well, one thing is, you got to know this. To beat it, right? And you can't. Now I'm about to go into what that video was talking about, because you can't beat depression with logic, right?
You can't beat it with logic.
You can't beat it with logic. Because of the emotional state in it, using logic will only just make it worse. And on top of that, I know I got some heads, man, because I see you thinking.
It's more to it than you think, because I had to think about it too.
Yes.
Yeah. And
because people who go off the fence of committing suicide, right?
Yeah.
They have used logic.
Yeah. Yep.
For the reason they are committing suicide. Yep. I got this going on. My girl left me. I lost my job. I'm broke. I'm about to go homeless. There's nothing else for me in this world right
People
now.
People would feel better if I wasn't here. And yes. Logically, if I off myself, my friends and family could be
they are better off. They're better off without me.
All
this
of that.
World is better off without me, because right. there's so, nothing else going wow. right in my life right now.
Right. So logically, they've come Thank to the conclusion.
God. So logically, oh, yeah. they came to the conclusion. There's nothing else for me. I ain't walking this earth no more. So I'm going to go. This is bye. Bam. Mm. Oh. Especially when you don't have the relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord God, you got no relationship. You definitely is going to be on the fence of, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so essentially the way you fix it is the perception change. That's what that dude was saying.
Like, yes, you have the to perception. You have to change.
You know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you have to change your perception.
Yeah.
That is one of the, that is the biggest way to really defeat depression and anxiety. Your perception. Wow.
Yeah.
Perception is everything. Perception is everything.
I was about to ask you that. If you can change your perception, why do we hold on to the quote so strongly that perception is reality? Because if you can change reality, how is perception reality?
Perception is reality. Your perception affects your reality. What you see, what you hear. The perception is reality right there. Because somebody's perception of you, right? That's their reality of you. Right?
No, that's just their perceptions to it.
There's assumptions to it, though, Rob. Because what you're perceiving, then you have to assume something about what you're perceiving.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still perception, right?
It is still
perception.
But
it's not reality.
It's still your reality, right?
It's just your assumption of what is presumed to be reality. But it's definitely not reality, because it's like the suicide thing you talk about.
Uh-oh.
If you changing your perception, really you're not, you're really not, you are changing your perception, but really what you're doing is you're having a limited lens and you're opening yourself up to the possibility. Oh,
okay, look, we're going to finish this up next time. Sorry to end in the middle like that.
If you would like to promote anything.
Yeah, going for it, because we're about to wrap it up. But I was going into my personal journey with it, is because it's like, though I wasn't depressed, I've experienced a lot of the things that's synonymous to that, but really what I understood was this human emotion. And sometimes God put you on that path to experience it, to pull everything out of you. He's juicing you. He's pruning you. So that's where I got the We Need Therapy brand. You asked me about my credentials and everything. God gave me my credentials. My life gave me my credentials. My experience gave me my credentials. And at birth, We Need Therapy, and it's something that I'm still grounded in, learning in, but the foundation is strong because it's something I actually been through. So you can follow me at Billionaire Hindi. That's BILLIONAIREHINDI. And you can find my brand, We Need Therapy, also in my bio. I'm a brand ambassador, sponsor, and model for it. And yeah, I appreciate World of Controversy. And I appreciate J-Rob and Germ. And this has been amazing. And thank you for, you know, all glory to the Most High, you know, God, for real.
Okay. Thank you. All right, y'all, look out for part two, because it is a part two. Yeah, I called it. This is the World of Controversy Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, World of Controversy Podcast, YouTube, WOC_pod, Instagram underscore WOC underscore podcast, Twitter WOC underscore pod, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, anywhere you find podcasts is World of Controversy Podcast, the podcast that give you all forms of controversies. With your boy J Rob and
Germ Griffin.
Germ Griffin. All right, that's it. We'll see you next time. But look out for part two of this episode because we're definitely going to have one. That's it.